Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you're listening right now, that audio clip of John Sterling, that is John Sterling calling the final out of Doc Gooden's no-hitter. Sean Morash and his dad were in the building for that game in 1996. And you could hear the enthusiasm in John's voice. You could hear the crowd going absolutely nuts. And I think there's a myriad of reasons for that. I think, A, Doc Gooden was a New York legend who was trying to resurrect his career on the other side of New York. Now, Luis Severino is not Doc Gooden. Certainly was never Doc Gooden with the Mets, as Severino was with the Yankees. But there is that similarity of trying to resurrect your career on the other side. But what I wondered about as this game was flying by last night was, what if Severino pitched the no-hitter? What if he got the last six outs and had pulled it off? How would the crowd have reacted? How would Howie Rose and Gary Cohen have reacted? How would I have reacted? Because when Johan threw his no-hitter, I cried. You could hear it in Howie and Gary's voice. There was excitement. There was emotion. And I got to tell you, and I wish I got the answer, I don't know what I would have done if Sevy pitched the no-hitter. I think, though, if I had to guess, Tiki, it would have been more on the side of, wow, that was cool. Not, wow, this is a life-changing
maybe,
moment.
Maybe even relief? Because you got the good Severino as opposed to the one that battled injuries for the last few years with the New York Yankees. I think the Yankee fan would not have been jealous. I think the Yankee fan would have been happy for Luis Severino. I really do.
You really think that?
100%.
You don't think deep down in the heart of some Yankee fans, they don't want success for the little brother, especially with the guy that they threw away?
I don't feel like the Yankee fan dislikes Sevy, despite the failures, and really the failure to stay healthy. I don't think they dislike him. I think they want him to be successful. They were just tired of the injuries.
Yeah, but I loved Doc Gooden. Loved him. And I know that there are some Met fans who on that night back in 1996 were rooting for Doc to pitch the no-hitter. I could tell you I was not. Yeah. And I remember where I was, and I'll tell you why, because I was bitter and jealous. And it's okay as a sports fan to be bitter and jealous. But it's okay. It happens.
But I think the circumstances are different. So Doc was great as a Met. Right. So, and then
he's an all time Met, and I still wasn't rooting for him to do it. Isn't that my point, though?
No, because he was great as a Met. Whereas Sevy had some really good moments as a Yankee, but he wasn't great overall as a Yankee.
He's not Doc Gooden, no, of course.
And so I don't think the emotional tie is the same as Doc's was with the Mets. And so it's almost like we like you, but we're okay letting you go. Like when he went to the Mets, I remember saying this, we had this conversation. It was like, good luck. Legitimately good luck. Not in a sarcastic way, but I hope you do well.
And I'm sure that that's genuine, but then there's that line. There's that ceiling of, I wish you the best, but not too much of the best. I mean, would you, honestly, Sean, if he pitched a no-hitter last night, were you going to come in here this afternoon and say, boy, I'm so happy for my former Yankee?
Yeah, I would have, and Evan, you have this completely reversed, and it just shows you the psychological nature of both fan bases. You look at an all-time Met throwing a no-hitter with the Yankees and go, no, don't do this. We look at it the other way. Oh, you needed your first real no-hitter to be from a Yankee, huh?
Oh,
we
that's could use, the card you would have pushed?
Because we can torment you. Remember when you first... Oh, you needed a Yankee to do that. Remember that?
By the way, the thought of quote-unquote real no-hitter did cross my mind and how much that was going to bother me. Because, and I've had this argument before, we're not going to re-engage with it today of all days. Yoán Santana pitched a no-hitter. It's featured prominently in My Mets Bible on sale right now. And I even argue in the book, it's a real no-hitter.
Yes, despite umpire error.
Despite umpire error, it's a real no-hitter. So if Seve had pitched a real no-hitter, forget that he was a Yankee. If I had to hear today, that's your first real one, because the combined one doesn't count and the Yoán one doesn't count, I would have ended up fighting with people today. It wouldn't have even been a celebratory day.
Evan, and I know you fought this, and this is not about what today's show is. Somewhere in the recesses of your brain, you would have deep down thought to yourself, yeah, that is the first real no-hitter. You would have deep down never admitted it. You would have thought it with no controversy.
Well, I think
it's the one without controversy.
Absolutely.
I think selfishly what I would have enjoyed is that my dad was not at Johan's no-hitter. He wasn't there with me. I was with a buddy of mine named Nick. My dad did not call me. He watched it on DVR upstate New York. He has seen one no-hitter in his life, and he's been to thousands of games. And the one no-hitter he saw was thrown by Chris freaking Heston of the San Francisco Giants during the 2015 season. So it wouldn't have been first real no-hitter. It would have been more, wow, my dad finally got to see a Met throw a no-hitter. So it wouldn't have been real. It wouldn't have been in the recess of my mind, but it didn't happen. And you want to know why it didn't happen, ladies and gentlemen? Because we all jinxed it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.